a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
With liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein, Bogalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Cutler, Frericks, Frisley, Gray, Hansen, Haverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Junkie, Kraus, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Nostrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Ray, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Valley. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the fourth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move adoption of the report. Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Reports of standing committees, please.
The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 42 and recommends that said bill do pass as amended. And the nomination of Dennis Kaming of Davison County, Mitchell, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Corrections and returns the same with the recommendation that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation of said appointment. Craig Thiessen, Chair. The Committee on Education respectfully reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 8 and that said bill do pass. And that Senate Bill 5 and that said bill do pass is amended. And the nomination of Melody Sharp of Perkins County, Meadow, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Education and returns the same with the recommendation that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation of said appointment. Mark Johnston, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy has had under consideration Senate Bills 34 and 50 and recommends that said bills do pass. And Senate Bill 51 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. And Senate Bill 32 do pass as amended. And Senate Bill 33 do pass as amended and placed on the consent calendar. Tom Nelson, Chair.
Reports of select committees, please.
Senator Gray moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules as found on page 69 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? Any comments? Hearing none. This is a roll call vote, but I'm sorry, Senator, do you wish to make any comments?
Yes, Mr. President. Just so the body knows what we're voting on here, this is the rules we changed to accommodate the new calendar we have due to taking the 2 days off earlier this week. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And this will be a roll call vote. All those in favor of Senator Gray's motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bogalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler. Frericks.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen. Hansen. Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Kraus.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher. Maher. Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Excuse.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley. Mr. President, there were ayes 31, excused 4.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator Gray's motion to adopt the Joint Select Committee report for the adoption of the Senate rules, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Before we proceed any further, as we're always honored, we normally have a doctor of the day, but we're really privileged to have two doctors of the day. Today we have Dr. David Sandvig, who is actually the program director for a new fellowship that we have in South Dakota, the geriatric fellowship program. A fellowship program is a period of time that physicians that are already boarded in another specialty can go on and take. And Dr. Sandvig has been a leader in that area in the geriatric world. And as he's told me, I think we're hopefully all going to need it at some point in time. And we're privileged to also have with us a friend of mine and quite a servant herself, Dr. Mary Morris, who is the first physician entering this fellowship. So Dr. Morris and Dr. Sandvig, thank you for taking care of us today. And up to the president's right, to your left, is former mayor of the city of Deadwood, Tom Blair, but he's also on the Federal National Black Hills Advisory Board. It's always good to have you here, Tom, and thank you very much. Let's give him a round of applause, please. Last item I have is, and I appreciate you if you just wouldn't tell anybody this, we'll just keep it among ourselves, but it's Senator Buell's birthday. Shh. Okay, thank you very much. You have a motion, Madam Secretary.
Yeah, before. Senator Olson moves that the temporary Senate rules of the 87th legislative session be adopted as the permanent Senate rules of the 87th legislative session.
Sir, any comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. That's a roll call, too, in addition to what we did. Because it's our rules, so I retract that. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Edelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Pauline,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Hunhoff,
aye.
Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krause,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher, Maher, Nelson,
aye.
Nordstrom. Nygaard,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave, Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 32, excuse 3.
Senator Olson's motion, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the rules are so adopted.
Senator Roden moves that Senate Rule S7 be amended as follows. S7-2.1. Each standing committee may report an uncontested nomination out of committee with recommendation that it be placed on the consent calendar, where it shall be subject to joint rules 13-2, 13-3, and 13-4.
Comments on that motion. Good afternoon, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. Well, just briefly, ladies and gentlemen, I think this issue is pretty self-explanatory. This rule change would simply allow this body or through the committee process to place nominations for appointment, advising consent motions from this floor to be placed on consent calendar. Now, understand what this bill doesn't. And understand, as we do, our ability as committees to place any bill on a consent calendar. A couple things to bear in mind. Any single member of this chamber, any single member of the committee, has the power of veto, an unoverridable veto. Anybody can take anything off consent calendar. This would be the same principles would apply. If in committee there was no opposing votes on it, and if one of the members of the committee made the motion to place that nominee on the consent calendar, it would be placed there. It comes to the floor. Any member of this chamber wants to take it off consent, they can, for any reason. Somebody expressed the concern about that we should, by all means, hear on this floor nominees like for a cabinet position. And I agree wholeheartedly with that. And in that case, that name probably wouldn't be put on the consent calendar in the first place. If something, the circumstance arises, somebody's going to, wants to be present for a nominee, then we simply pull, and they happen to be on consent calendar, we can pull them off consent. I think, ladies and gentlemen, it's just a common sense, a use of our time, especially in years like this, where we have a 35-day session, now a 33-day session, that we give ourselves the ability to make wise use of our time on the Senate chamber, and if it's appropriate, that we'd be able to put a name on a consent calendar. So I'd appreciate your consideration. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, the Senate.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks. Senator Frerichs, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. A question of the sponsor, please.
State your question, sir.
I'm just curious, to the good senator from Union Center, would this affect the committee process or change the committee process for the hearings on these advice and consent motions?
Senator, you care to answer the question, sir?
Yes, thank you for the question. And the answer is no, not at all. We would go through the exact same process, just like we do any other bill. The only thing after the motion is made that we recommend and advise and consent motion, final action on the bill, on the appointment, then if the chair wanted, he could accept a motion to place that name on a consent calendar. Thank you.
You have the floor, Senator Frerichs. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Roden's motion that Senate Rules 7 be amended by adding 7-2.1 for the purpose of each standing committee potential for reporting an uncontested nomination out of committee onto the consent calendar. Those in favor of Senator Roden's motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bogalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown. Buell.
Aye.
Cutler. Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Haverly. Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Kraus.
Aye.
Krebs.
No.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
No.
Nelson.
No.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
No.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg. Rave. Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Bally.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 28, nays 4, excused 2.
Senator Roden's motion, having received a majority vote of the members elected, is hereby declared passed, and the Senate rules are so amended. Here you go. Thank you. First reading.
Senate Bill 59, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the public records open to inspection and copying. Senate Bill 60, an act to provide for the award of joint physical custody of children under certain circumstances. Senate Bill 61, an act to exempt the production of certain plants and sod from sales and use tax. 62, an act to allow certain alcoholic beverage licensees to charge a corkage fee for serving wine supplied by customers. 63, enact to revise the term of service of Regional Railroad Authority commissioners. 64, enact to revise provisions regulating the perfection of security interest liens filed on time online.
Thank you. For individuals listening online, the Constitution requires that the first reading be introduced and read, the titles, because this was before we had computers, so we can keep track of them, so that at that time they could keep track of them. And then the responsibility for this president is to announce where the committee to which the bills will be assigned by the president pro tem. Consequently, the president pro tem has assigned Senate Bill 62 to Commerce, 60 to Judiciary, State Affairs has 59, Taxation 61, and to Senate Transportation, Senate Bill 63 and 64. Next item of business, ladies and gentlemen, is our consent calendar. It's second reading of bills that have come out of committee unanimously. You heard Senator Roden talk about the process. And in the Senate, we vote on them all together. However, any senator can do one of two things, could pull one bill and hold it over for debate tomorrow if they wished, or on any of these bills, questions may be asked. We'll take them together, and thank you, Madam Secretary. Second reading of consent calendar.
Senate Bill 2, an act to repeal and to make style and form revisions to certain provisions relating to the Department of Human Services. Senate Bill 7, an act to repeal certain provisions allowing for the certification of technology parks and to allow public or private developers to apply for certification. Senate Bill 12, an act to codify the legislation enacted in 2011. Senate Bill 28, an act to revise provisions regarding the renewal process for certain third-party insurance administrators.
Thank you. Senate Bills 2, 7, 12, 26, and 28, having received a second reading, are for consideration and final passage. Ladies and gentlemen, are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bills 2, 7, 12, 26, and 28. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler. Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly,
aye.
Heinemann,
aye.
Holeen,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Hunhoff,
aye.
Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krause,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nordstrom,
aye.
Nygaard,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave, Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
Senate Bills 2, 7, 12, 26, 28, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, are hereby declared passed. Any questions on any of these titles? Hearing none, the titles are deemed approved. Second reading of Senate Bills. This is our debate calendar, ladies and gentlemen.
Senator Olson moves that Senate Bill 11 be deferred to Monday, the 7th legislative day.
All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Olson moves that Senate Bill 13 be deferred to Friday, the sixth legislative day.
Is there a second? All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried and will be deferred till tomorrow.
Senate Bill 53, an act to permit the Department of Public Safety to require certain accident reports to be filed by electronic means.
Thank you, ma'am. Senate Bill 53, having received second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Tizen, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of the Senate. Senate Bill 53 came to the Judiciary Committee from the Department of Public Safety. It will require that in July 1st of 2013 that agencies, law enforcement agencies that submit more than 60 accident reports a year will be required to submit them electronically. Some background on this. Currently, law enforcement agencies fill out rather lengthy accident reports, make some sort of copy of that information for their own agency, then forward it to the Department of Public Safety where it's coded into the record system, and from that we get all our information regarding accident records. This statute would require that agencies, larger agencies, send that information electronically to the Department of Public Safety. The Department of Public Safety has highway safety funding, I believe, available that will allow this to happen. The larger agencies already have electronic copies of their accident reports available. The end result of this will be that will save some significant coding time as we report those accident reports. Police and the Sheriff's Association have no problem with this report, and I recommend approval. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 53. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Adelstein?
Aye.
Begalka?
No.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler? Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Kraus?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Nordstrom? Nygaard?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave? Roden?
Aye.
Schleckaway?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Tizen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 32, 1 nay, 2 excused.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senate Bill 53, having received a majority vote of the members elected, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
Senate Bill 54, an act to revise the circumstances under which motor vehicle headlamps must be dimmed.
Thank you. Senate Bill 54, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Tizen.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. This bill also comes from Department of Public Safety through the Judiciary Committee. South Dakota currently has a statute that requires that oncoming vehicles dim their headlights. A Supreme Court case last year reminded us that two things. First of all, that our current statute does not apply to following another vehicle with your lights on bright. And also that the current statute does not provide any distances at which vehicles are required to dim their headlights. This bill proposes to change both of those oversights. It will, first of all require that vehicles that are following another vehicle must dim their headlights when they're within 300 feet, and it sets a distance in which oncoming vehicles must dim their headlights at 500 feet. As I said, currently we have no distance requirements, so technically an oncoming vehicle could dim its headlights at 5 feet in front of the other vehicle and presumably be in compliance with the law. Conversely, a vehicle that's a half mile or a mile away that didn't dim its headlights could possibly be pulled over by law enforcement for violating the statute. So this sets the limits at when headlights need to be dimmed. I think this is a matter of public safety. I think that we all recognize that, especially in recent years, the technology of headlights has changed, and they're much, much brighter than they used to be. Most of the time, that's a good thing. However, when they're oncoming or whether they're when they're following you closely, it can easily blind another driver. I think these are good changes to this statute, and I recommend approval. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the, I'm sorry, Senator Valley. There's a lot of activity over there. Thank you for speaking up.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I don't often do this, but I'm just going to tell the body that I'm going to change my vote. I voted for this in committee, and sometimes I know what I do when I look through how something comes out of committee. I'll look and see who voted for it, who voted against it, and I kind of know where people lie, and I say, boy, that's out of character or whatever, then I'll go visit with them. So I'm just going to tell you right now that I voted for it in committee, and I'm going to vote against it. Several reasons for that. One of them is I had a discussion with a constituent over the weekend, and he says, you know, this state has gone along for a long time without this, and it's common courtesy. And generally in this state, we have common courtesy. And do we need to have laws that for common courtesy? And he did get me to think a little bit. So at this point, Mr. President, members of the body, I'm going to vote against this. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Senator Maher.
Mr. President, question for the sponsor.
State your question, sir.
Senator Cheesen, is this another tool for highway patrolmen to use as an excuse to pull over persons who they may suspect as of DUI?
Senator Cheesen, do you wish to answer the question?
I am not the sponsor of the bill. I do not wish to respond. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Maher, you have the floor, sir.
Just a few follow-up comments, Mr.
Yes,
President.
Sir.
I'm going to oppose this bill for the fact that we already have enough reasons to pull somebody over for suspicion of drinking under the influence, and the philosophy that we just need to give them another reason to do so is kind of ridiculous in my books. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Is that a yes, Senator Nygaard, or are you just
suiting
up, man?
I think it is.
Senator Nygaard.
Mr. President, thank you very much. Members of the body, I think we gave this this bill a real thorough hearing in the committee, and it may, in fact, be another tool to allow law enforcement to do its job more properly, and I don't think that's all that bad. Currently, you could, as long as you technically dimmed your lights 3 feet in front of the oncoming vehicle, you would have complied with the law. Well, it's a little bit late at that time. If you have a person of my age or older whose eyes are already having trouble with adjusting rods and cones and can't see the road and could cause a traffic accident. I think by changing the law and creating this obligation, we make a safer highway. So I'm in favor of the law, and I'm going to vote for it. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 54. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Adelstein?
Aye.
Bagalka?
Aye.
Bradford? Brown?
No.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler? Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
No.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
No.
Hunstead.
No.
Unhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
No.
Junkie.
Aye.
Kraus.
Aye.
Krebs.
No.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
No.
Nelson.
No.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
No.
Peters.
No.
Putnam.
No.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave. Roden.
No.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
No.
Tiedemann.
No.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Bally.
No.
Mr. President, there were ayes 17, nay 17, one excused. Sorry, there were two excused. Sorry. My mistake. Mr. President, there were... Sorry, Mr. President, there were 17 yeas, 16 nays, and 2 excused.
She got me excited. Senate Bill 54, having failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared lost. Senator Gray?
Mr. President, I would give notice of my intent to reconsider.
Your intent is so noted. Thank you.
Senate Bill 27, an act to revise disciplinary action remedies of the Cosmetology Commission.
Senate Bill 27, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Senator Tom Nelson, maybe? I don't know. Who has 27? I'm sorry. I just made an assumption. You do? Is it?
Mr.
Senator,
President.
Senator Nygaard, welcome to today's show.
Discussing procedure. I'm sorry.
No problem, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen of the body, Senate Bill 27 expands the remedies the Cosmetology Commission may take for disciplinary actions. Currently, the only remedies in current law, that's redundant, are to suspend or revoke a license, which isn't the appropriate disciplinary action in every case. This bill would give the Cosmetology Commission a variety of other remedies, such as censure or reprimand, administrative fines, and reexaminations. This will allow the Commission to discipline minor law violations with a minor disciplinary action such as an administrative fine, and save the most severe disciplinary actions for the most severe violators. And with that, I'd urge your acceptance of this bill.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 27. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. It does require two-thirds majority vote. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bigalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler. Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
No.
Unhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Kraus.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave. Roden.
No.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann?
No.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 30, nays 3, 2 excused.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senate Bill 27, having received two-thirds majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
Senate Bill 18, an act to revise certain provisions regarding references to the Internal Revenue Code.
Thank you. Senate Bill 18, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Good afternoon, Senator Lederman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 18 is brought to us on behalf of the Department of Revenue, and it's an annual update to certain references to the Internal Revenue Code in state law. It should have been set on consent calendar, snuck by us, and I ask for your favorable vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 18. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Bigalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler? Prerix?
Aye.
Prisley?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Krause?
Aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Nygaard,
no.
Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Tiedemann, no, Rabe, Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 32, nays 1, excused 2.
Thank you. Senate Bill 18, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. We'll revert to messages, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform you, your honorable body, that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules for the two houses for the 87th legislative session. Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Thank you. We do have a joint memorial service right after we adjourn. Are there any other announcements? Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Mr. President. As we know, tonight will be a very special night for tourism, and I'm sure somebody will make the announcement with regard to that. But I would remind you that the bikers are in town tonight and tomorrow. That would be Abate of South Dakota. They're offering an opportunity for each one of us to come to the American Legion tonight and visit with them about their issues. Tomorrow is Biker Day, so don't forget, vroom, vroom. Thank you.
Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate State Affairs, tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Bradford.
Personal privilege. I'd like to have everybody wish Senator Buell happy birthday. Today's her birthday.
You know, that's a great idea. Happy birthday. It's amazing you've had two today. Other announcements. So, Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Tax Committee at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you. Senator Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joint appropriations tomorrow. We have human services from 8:25 to 11 and LRC 1 and 2.
Thank you. Senator Rampelberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have retirement laws this afternoon after the memorial in room 412.
412, retirement laws after the memorial service. Senator Hunoff, good afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. President. Health and Human Services tomorrow morning at 10.
10 a.m., Health and Human Services. Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation at 8:30. Thank you.
Transportation 8:30 tomorrow. Senator Schleckaway, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Senate Local Government, 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, room 412. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements. Senator Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be a presentation from the Rural Learning Center folks on some plans that they have for our small towns and communities where we as a legislature could hopefully partner with them and some possibilities. It'll be after the memorial service. Just be searching up on fourth floor for that. Zeno Wicks and Randy Perry will be there.
Thank you very much. Any further announcements? We need to revert back to consideration reports of committees.
Senator Olson moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Health and Human Services on Senate Bill 21, as found on page 67 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Any further announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Brown moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Please proceed to the House for the Joint Service. Thank you.